with youths in our society lacking proper role models. I wanted to find out how important family and culture is in ensuring the safeguarding of our youths. I catch up for a chat with former X Factor contestant, dancer, actor, singer and performer, Dwayne Lamont. You can't fight it, but you say I'm not scared. Better get your fire on, cause it's a jungle out there. I'll keep on you, you better be prepared. I'm gonna test you, thinking I'll fit you. Apart from being on stage, Dwayne spends most of his time giving back to his community by running workshops and undertaking projects, fulfilling his role as a youth worker. Dwayne, what was that like for you?
It's amazing. I find it the most innovative thing I could ever do in my life. I learn so much from young people. I feel like they're the most wisest people ever to be created. And when I say that, I really be serious about that. It's because they've got no fear. They just go out there and they just live and they do what they need to do. It's so interesting because it allows my mind to think in a very youthful way as well. Mm-hmm. And I so appreciate that. And that's why I've never stopped doing youth work.
Although Dwayne grew up in the Islington area of North London and subsequently Essex, what inspires him most is his determination, commitment to always strive for excellence. Dwayne, obviously like me, you grew up listening to a lot of music and drew inspiration from people in the 1960s. Like, Stevie Wonder inspires you a great deal.
Yeah, I do. I love Stevie Wonder.
And who else inspires you?
People like my mum, my dad, my gran really do inspire me to really keep going. Sometimes it's more about people's spirit that really energizes me and stuff like that, because I think that's what I need. I need good energy around me.
So talking about energy and what motivates you, do you consider yourself to be spiritual?
As I'm a very spiritual person, that it does come from God, man, because if I'm honest with you, I thank him for the blessings that he's allowed me to see and appreciate and the experiences that I've had to help me to define the person that I am. I am very thankful and blessed the fact that I've got the type of family that I have around me, because when you've got a supportive family, it so helps. Like, it just makes everything so much more lighter.
How does culture impact on you?
Well, I grew up in a very West Indian family. My mum's side of the family are Montrachan, Trinidadian and Dominican, and my dad's side are St. Vincent and Jamaican. I've learned from being a West Indian about the power of unity as a culture. They very much do things as a clan, with just the unity and the power that you can do together rather than by yourself is so much more stronger. I really thank my family for this, is that they've never allowed me to kind of be naive or ignorant to my skin colour, and to appreciate every single thing. And that's why my mum and dad are very, very on education and on very focused about my environment as well and my little sisters, because they believe that I should be involved around a multicultural society in order to kind of understand a lot more about myself.
Dwayne's hope for the future, apart from hitting the number ones on the charts, is to set up a channel through which he can pass on the discipline, knowledge and skills he learned as a child in order to inspire others.
I see me making music, selling albums, getting number ones, but then building businesses with young people. And I say with young people. I've got some young people that I've always worked with when I was younger, and little do they realise I've got visions in my head that I know that I can imagine that, well, I know that we're going to be working together.
That is phenomenal, Dwayne. It's a big future, but it's not far from achieving. It's
definitely
passionate,
amen.
And it's goals that you definitely targeted.
Yeah. Yo, it's your boy Dwayne Lamont, and you're listening to Vox Radio.